can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to Season 3 of the FanDuel Manual. My name is Brendan Barnett. I am your host. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes and Chris Cowan. We have a brand new addition, the man who brings us the music on this podcast, Mark Morielli. Gentlemen, say hello, Doug. Let's start with you. How was your off-season?
Oh, so sad. I went to the last podcast we did. After that, I went to the Broncos playoff game. I somehow scored front row tickets to it, and I had about 6 minutes of having fun. The rest of the time, miserable. So, very excited for the new season. Very excited to get back in FanDuel, and really excited about how good Manning looks. So, it should be good.
Yeah, week one was a good indication of how good this season's going to go for the Denver Broncos. I will say, so we had myself and Doug, who are big Bronco fans, and Chris Cowan, who's a huge New England Patriots fan. So we've added, just for balance, no other reason besides balance, Mark Morielli to this podcast. Mark, say hello to our listeners.
Hello, America. How are you?
That picture came up when you talked. I don't like that.
Chris, yeah. how was your off season, buddy?
Well, being like you said, a big Patriots fan, it was pretty uneventful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a lot really went on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to this year, though. Hopefully, we can do a little damage, make a run at the Super Bowl. Yeah, everything's fine.
How are your balls? Fully inflated this year?
Yep, everything's really good with that. It always has been, actually.
It always has been. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you.
You guys are like, what did you get, Johnny Cochran for Brady?
No, we had Jeffrey Kessler. He was really good at pointing out the facts. So as long as you have one of those guys, good things happen. There's actually this thing on 60 Minutes.
You have right now.
Did you guys see that 60 Minutes thing? The guy is like he hates the Patriots, but he's also like a really smart lawyer. And he's like, they didn't do anything. And the NFL cheated way more than the Patriots did.
I saw the Sports Illustrated one. Well, I missed the 60 Minutes
England,
one.
So of course I didn't see that.
It is crazy. It's like so jaded here. And I don't know. I have no idea what's happening nationally. Cause if we see something nationally, we just want them all to die. Like, we hate ESPN so much now, and we have our own little bubble here, and everything's fine here.
I can tell you what's going on nationally. It's that you guys really cheated bad with that Spygate thing, and this was supposed to be your payback, but the lawyers botched it, and now you guys are free.
Yeah, well, that's a way to swallow it if you're the rest of the country. We just have the rings and
You get to keep the rings. That's cool.
I get it. You know what? I'm not.
OJ gets to still play golf on Sundays.
No, he doesn't.
All right, men. We're not here to talk about deflated balls. We're here to talk about FanDuel's football season. I know we missed week one. I think that's a little bit of my bad, but. Who cares?
Peyton Manning also missed week one.
Oh, so did the whole Broncos offense. Luckily, our defense showed up twice.
Yep, for the sake of fairness and balance here, defense is awesome. But I wouldn't touch anybody on that offense if that guy's captaining the ship, including C.J. Anderson. Jesus, I feel like everything Manning is touching right now is just not good.
Hurt his toe.
Well, he'll be fine then.
We're not going to be talking about the Broncos, and we're not going to be talking about the Chiefs this week because we're only talking about the Sunday and Monday games. So if you're listening to this, it'll be Thursday, and you get into a Thursday contest and you want to choose some of those guys, go ahead. We're not going to be talking about those. I totally agree with you, Chris. I wouldn't – both of those defenses are stout, and I wouldn't want to choose any of those offenses right now.
I would say one thing on this, and when there's a Thursday night game where the defenses are both strong and it should be a fairly low scoring game, I would recommend joining some of those games because everybody wants to play everybody on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so
and
glad.
So like I've played in a few of those, and there was one time where every freaking player was part of that game, even though they could have chose from all 17 games or whatever it is, and they played everybody in that Thursday night game and just cleaned house on that. So if you see a game that's Thursday night where you know nobody's going to do anything, I would recommend jumping in on one of those.
This is the perfect week for that. So there will be those people who – it's like – my brother does this where he sends me it and like all of his guys happen to be the 1 o'clock and he's winning. He doesn't do it for that reason, but he's like number one out of this huge field of people, but that's going to go away. Like there's still like, you know, there's still 10 other games that have to be played. So there's some people who I guess just want to see some of that action right away and they're going to get burnt this week.
They get greedy because it's, like you said, it's Thursday night. It's probably not a lot to do, not a lot on TV, so they want to have some fun with it. But what I would suggest to our listeners is play in those contests that involve the Thursday games, but have fun by rooting for a low-scoring game because all the morons out there, like you said, Doug, they played the guys. So you can still have a rooting interest. You're just rooting for a good defensive game. And if that's the case, you're probably on your way to winning some of those contests that you entered.
Like, hey, not to go against you guys, but last year on Thursday nights, there were a ton of high-scoring games, a lot of blowouts, too. So you can find a diamond in the rough on Thursdays as well.
It's a good point. I think you have to, like you said, Mark, sometimes those will exist because the defenses, I don't know what the heck the real reason is, but less time to prepare. But if you find, you know, just two very average, below-average offenses, it's a pretty good bet.
All right. Well, so this week I'm not going to list everybody because there's no teams on buys. So the only teams we're not going to be talking about, player wise, are the Broncos and Chiefs. We may talk about the Broncos a little bit, but for this week they're going to be irrelevant for this podcast. And we're
don't
gonna
say it, Chris.
Just for this one. Just for this one, they're irrelevant.
I knew it.
If you want to hit us up, you can hit us up at FanDuel Manual Twitter. Mark, are you going to be the new – if I give you the Twitter password, can you run our Twitter account?
I will take care of it. No problem.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hit us up on Twitter.
What is the Twitter?
At FanDuel Manual. All
right. Nice.
And then we've got FanDuel Manual at Facebook. Thanks for everybody for following us. You can get the spreadsheets there, but you can always find them at FanDuelManual.com. The site looks great. Doug got a new fresh look. Same great picks to help you dominate your duels. The spreadsheet I'm talking about is gonna have so. Doug, do you want to talk? Do you want to tell about this, or do you want me to?
Yeah, no. So on FanDuelManual.com, it's pretty simple. We don't have a ton of just random nonsense on there, but we do have our picks that we like for the week. We also have the spreadsheet that you can access, and you know, I want you guys to understand, and I think Chris will agree, is that you can use the spreadsheet to understand where the value is for each player. What it does is it takes five expert analysis and their averages, and then it takes the cost for each player and tries to find the best cost per point. It's not the holy grail. Use it as you will, but still do your research on FanDuel and through ESPN and all this stuff to find the good players, but it will give you kind of an idea of who is a very good value for the week. If you have any questions on how to use it, you can sort by player, you can sort by FanDuel points, you can sort by the cost per point. So if you have any questions, just hit us up and we'll be happy to guide you through it.
Yeah, so the
two quick things on that, and if you don't mind. Thanks to Doug for putting together. It's a really cool, useful tool. It's pretty unique compared to anything else that's out there. What I like to do that is pick my own team and kind of back to the spreadsheet after the fact. so I can feel good about my picks. So if you're more interested in kind of being a wild card, kind of independent with it, it is kind of cool to refer back to Doug's sheet and say, okay, cool, I was right to kind of have that opinion. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah, so there's the other way I like to use it is to, you know, if you're looking at, like you said, Chris, you can pick your team first, right? And then if you realize that you only have a little, you know, you only have 6,000 left to play with in one specific position, or you're trying to just find one value player in a certain position because you have some kind of more marquee names that you think are going to score high points, it's really good because you can go for those cost per point and you can find some of those really great values. Or you can just sort it by lowest, you know, you can sort it by best cost per point and look at the FanDuel salary costs and just kind of match it up that way. So you can find those kind of missing pieces of your team and see where you can add the most value.
I do have one more point on it. So it does have defensive rank. You know, it's week one. Who knows who really is good after week one, but it will have the defensive rank. It'll also have the over under. And so I didn't adjust any of the points or anything this year. It's just as a guide. So if you see that there's a person that you like at this price, and then you look over and you see, oh, they're playing a bad D, and it's over-under is over 48, then you can really feel strong about it. So it's just a guide to help you further do your picks.
So just a little bit more on the website real quick. For those that have been loyal listeners, you know that we kind of play each other. So last week, you know, we got that going again. We didn't do the podcast, but we did we started playing against each other, so you can kind of check out those results too. Am I right, Doug?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to put that on there. Chris, you murdered it.
Monster week.
Let me ask you, Chris, did you play any of the leagues and stuff?
Yeah, so I just sent it to you guys, and I went very safe being week one, and all I did was 50-50s.
Oh, no.
So I did two 50-50s. I came in ninth place and first place out of 50.
So I looked at your score.
And he was one. He was in one. You said you were first out of 50, but in a 50-50. Ugh.
I looked at Carlos Hyde.
It was nasty.
I looked at your score because I played a bunch of those league ones for $25. You would have won in each one of those $25 ones $500. I played in six of them, so you would have won $3,000 if you'd have done what I did and had your team.
That's what Doug always tells me when you go to the casino.
I got to get off those penny slots, man.
You got to spend money to make money, and then I usually pay for the cab home.
You're right. I one time won $3,000 and just gave Brendan $500 because I was drunk.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think I gave Mark $100 just because I was drunk, too. You guys should go to the casinos with me more. It's really fun.
Last time, have we ever all gone to a casino together? Was it a...
Pie Gal, man.
Oh, my God. That's Pie Gal's game.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yep. Fort Lauderdale. Brendan was asleep on the couch.
No, that was day three.
However, in Fort Lauderdale is where the podcast originated.
That is true. At Steve Quinn's bachelor party, we were all there. I think Mark and I decided to sit down and just record ourselves talking about football because we love football.
Is this true?
Yeah, I remember this. We were like, we just kind of like sat down and recorded ourselves, and then we like lied to those the horsehead ladies people. Yes. We got a podcast. We're live right now. And then afterwards, we're like, why don't we really have a podcast? We like talk about this stuff all the time.
You sounded so sorority right there. Why don't we have a podcast? This is crazy.
Well, that's how we said it to each other. That's how we talk sometimes, man.
Oh my God, you're right, Brendan.
Well, we should do it.
I so agree.
All right, let's get to our picks, man.
Oh, before we do that, speaking of girls, so you know what people say these days? You know what the kids are saying, guys?
Fleek. On fleek.
Fleek, that's right.
I think that's still a thing, but they're also going, you thought.
That's what it. The hell is Fleek?
No. You thought.
You thought what?
Like if you're playing cornhole and you missed the board, you go, you thought.
I hate that. I saw that on White Chicks.
It's the same thing as it's as awesome. If.
Did you?
Love that movie, White Chicks. As I saw if. That on there. What the hell does Fleek mean?
It's on Fleek, kid.
On Fleek.
Like it's on point.
On point.
On Fleek. No, what does Fleek mean then?
It's point. What does on point
on
mean?
On point.
What? On point?
Like, you're feeling it.
Yeah.
No, where did Fleek come from? It's not even a, it's not an, close to a normal word. What does Fleek mean?
Look, man, we got it.
Oh, brother.
Just don't get it.
Point is a real word. You're on point. Like, you're going the right direction. That makes sense.
Word,
if you're on Fleek, it means you're on, like, some kind of weird fucking acid drug.
Sadate.
Dude, I've been on Fleek all weekend. Lost so many brain
sounds
cells.
Like you're doing drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that is what it is. I don't know what these kids are doing.
Crazy kids, get off my lawn.
Actually, you know what? So the I just updated the Snapchat thing, and it was like, I was like, what? You know, every time you get an update, I'm just like, I wonder what the update is. And it was like, hit the face or something when you do a selfie for a special surprise. And I was like, oh, sweet. Couldn't figure it out, but I got a million selfies from Mark where he's throwing up rainbows. He's like bug-eyed old man. All these awesome
monster
things.
Monster mesh.
And the monster one, I don't know how to do it. It's making me
so
sick.
Oh, it's great.
How do you do it?
I was talking to some of the students at school, and they showed me you just got to tap your face in selfie mode during the Snapchat. Hold it down on your face, and then all these filters will pop in. And you can do almost anything imaginable. It's a lot of fun.
It's awesome. I saw those things. I was like, how is he doing this? This is awesome.
I'm doing it right now.
Steven Spielberg over there.
He's scary.
CGI.
Watching him last night in bed. Why did my brother-in-law just turn into a monster?
Just over and over again.
I found it.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
No, don't do it right now.
Dang it, I did a podcast instead.
Okay.
All right. You know what? Maybe later. No, it's working.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to do that later. In the meantime, let's cut the shit, guys. Let's talk some football.
Let's do it. So, first of all, Chris got 166 last week, so I think he should get to start for sure.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. But... so let's do this. Let's run through QBs, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. So before Chris, before you give your picks, I'm just going to go ahead and based off of our expert picks, the top projected point scorers at QB are Drew Brees at 23, followed by Andrew Luck and Matt Ryan, each just under 22 points. I'd say honorable mention would be Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, and Tannehill. But if you look at the best values, so the spending the least amount of money for the most amount of points, Nick Foles tops the list, and he's projected at 17 points, costs $6,500. Drew Brees is still in there, and Sam Bradford is in there as well. That's straight from the spreadsheet. Chris, you clearly were the week one expert. Who do you like this week, QB?
I'm gonna keep it going with what I did last week. I think that being a starting quarterback, the value is so low here. Tyrod Taylor, once again, I'm gonna play this kid. Value stays low, and until he roars up on the field, so I think he's got a little Russell Wilson in him. He's got the great defense, so he's not asked to do a lot. But if the kid, I think he only threw the ball 18 times last week, but. He rushes. He threw two touchdowns, I believe, and he's not gonna, you know, he's Aaron Rodgers type numbers for the value being $6,300. You can basically take, you know, $3,000 or so and really allocate it towards another skill position and go heavy on running backs or big time receivers. So picking Taylor allows you to do that. So I'm doing that again.
So he's 6,300. He had 9 rushing attempts for 41 yards. I did watch a little bit of that and watched him kind of heads up running, still looking to pass. But he was efficient when he was running. He had 19 attempts for 14 completions with under 200 yards at 195. Mm-hmm. One touchdown pass. But you're right. I mean, 17.9 points.
Do you factor in all the New England defense? Like, what are your thoughts on the New England defense?
Yep, I think it's still kind of unproven. Rectly game plans us well. Granted, he's the defensive mastermind, but Patriots will let you have yards. So even if he doesn't score a lot of touchdowns, he's going to get yards. He'll get rushing yards as well. We usually have some difficulty with mobile passers. Cam Newton comes to mind. So he'll get his chunk plays. I think the Patriots will do their best to limit to field goals and things like that. But he'll move the ball.
I also think Belichick might try to keep him in the pocket as much as possible and make him throw the ball and see what he's really made of. I mean, I thought they did a pretty good job. The last rushing quarterback they played, Russell Wilson, in the Super Bowl, I thought they did a pretty good job containing him, limiting him rushing yards. So yeah. I think they'll set that game plan for him.
All right. So stupid pick. All right, Mark.
Well, it does have their defensive rank is 27, so that's one of those teams that is on the lower so far for the season. They're on the lower
range. To be clear, I don't love Tyrod Taylor, but he's so low for a starting quarterback.
So 6,300. Let me give you some other names that are in that range.
Don't give away all our picks, man. Let us pick them, and then
you gonna go with Brian Hoyer or Blake Bortles?
Hey! All right, Mark, you're up.
My quarterback. I'm gonna go with a dark horse here. I'm gonna go with Tommy Terrific, Tom Brady. I'm not sure if you guys heard of him.
Ooh,
is that?
He sounds good. What team?
The
Tommy Terrific. That sounds amazing.
So Brady notoriously does well against the Buffalo Bills. I know in the last contest he threw for about 350 yards, 4 touchdowns. I know he's like the 8th ranked quarterback right now, well, price-wise, at 8,300.
He threw for 288.
What is it?
288.
Last game against the Bills.
Brendan, don't interrupt him.
He's talking about last.
It's false. 360 and 4 touchdowns the last full game he played against Buffalo.
All right. So Brady, if you look at the spreadsheet, is just between Blake Bortles and Josh McCown for bargains. But it doesn't mean anything. Like that's a go with
your
gut.
I'm looking for points. I'm looking for points, not bargains here.
I gotcha. Right.
No. So that's good to talk. So I want to talk about that too, right? Like there are some people who are worth spending the money on. Like if you take all bargains, you're gonna have a ton of money left over, and you're just hoping for some of these guys to explode and have a great game. But there's guys like Tom Brady who got in a Thursday game last week, he did really well for you.
Yep, I like that pick.
All right, he's a good looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy.
I actually have a theory that if you're an ugly quarterback, you will not do well in this league.
Oh man,
that's a theory. I don't know.
Give me the ugliest quarterback, Brennan.
Terrell Pryor.
Maybe
he's a wide receiver.
He's not a quarterback.
Kaepernick.
He used to be.
Kaepernick's pretty crazy looking.
Ryan Mallett's pretty ugly.
Oh, Mallett.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, that's a weird ginger.
What? I think that's offensive.
Jesus.
I went. So all right. Actually, I like
Stafford's pretty ugly.
I don't know if Hoyer's a looker.
B, who do you got? You better be good looking. Let's see it.
I went with. Now I have to change my pick. So this week, I really like Drew Brees against Tampa Bay. He's looking. He's one of the ones where you're going to spend the money. He's actually the only one who shows up in the highest projected points and the best cost, best point value. He's going to be, let's see, I don't know how many people are projected above him. There's only Aaron Rodgers is above him cost wise, but it's Tampa Bay. You saw what Mariota did to them last week. I just feel like this is going to be a good week to pick up Drew Brees.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Mariota crushed them, so Drew Brees should be able to do well. Now I am choosing someone that is pretty low.
Gorgeous.
And not gorgeous at all. Nick Foles.
Oof.
Nick Foles is at 6,500, so he's only $200 more than Taylor. And he's playing the Redskins, which I think are, you know, they're just the Redskins right now. We all know what's going on there. But he is on the spreadsheet the best value. I didn't choose him just for that, but this is a good point, is that I probably would not have noticed that except because of the spreadsheet. I saw he's at the top, and it's a good matchup. He does have big play potential, and the Redskins are just here's the other side of it, is the Redskins are playing the Rams defense. I feel like they're going to have great position all game long. They're just going to put the heat on them. And I also chose the St. Louis defense because I can't imagine how many interceptions Kirk Cousins is going to throw this week.
You specifically sent a text message saying not to talk about defenses, Doug.
I wanted to do it. I threw it in.
How many points do you get when Nick Foles takes a knee?
He's not going to take a knee in the third quarter.
He might.
No, he will not. This is, for $6,500, that's crazy.
No, that's a good value. Oh, all right, let's talk about. Oh wait. Oh yeah, everyone went.
Johnny Manziel is $6,500, by the way.
Well, he's starting. He's going to be good. All right, let's talk about running backs. So, based on the experts, the top projected point scores are in order from best to. Well, third best. Marshawn Lynch, Jamal Charles, and LeSean McCoy. And if we're talking, and so Marshawn and Jamal are also in the top for best values. And Rashad Jennings comes into that list second for best value. And he only is at 6,400. In that game, Giants in Atlanta is one of those games where the over-under is above 48. What do we like in this game?
Do it, Mark.
I took Darren Sproles. I was pretty impressed with him last week. He's at 5,600, pretty good price. 126 total yards, not including punt return yards. 7 catches for 76 yards. I think he runs the offense a lot better than DeMarco right now, and I think he'll get a lot of looks with this offense. So I think Sproles is a good look at a pretty good price.
That's crazy that you said that, because that's kind of where I was going also. But I kind of want to point that out, right? So when we look at the Philadelphia running backs, like everyone, so DeMarco Murray had 2 touchdowns. He had a rushing touchdown and he had a receiving touchdown, but I'm looking at their stats side by side. I think this is crazy. So DeMarco Murray had 8 attempts, rushing attempts for 9 yards and 1 touchdown. He had 5 targets and he had 4 receptions for 11 yards and 1 touchdown. Darren Sproles had 5 attempts for 50 yards. He had 9 targets, 7 catches for 76 yards. Like, he's the one who's taking him down the field. It's just, I think that's kind of what his role is. But the cost, the savings that you're going to have if you go with Sproles as opposed to DeMarco Murray is just insane. So I really like, I mean, I like both of them. I like Murray back in Dallas this week, but he's 8,300 as opposed to Sproles, who's only 5,600. Really, that's a steal, Mark.
All right, who do you got, B?
I like Sproles.
You like Sproles as well? Chris?
All right, we're only allowed to say one guy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so late breaking news, practiced in full today for $6,300. Todd Gurley makes his debut against that same Washington defense that you just spoke about, Doug.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
So I feel like that's a name that as long as he plays, you know, somewhat above average, that value is going to skyrocket pretty soon because all the kids out there want the flashy rookie on their team. So I'd get Gurley while he's still 6,300 and let him beat up on that Washington defense, excited for his debut.
Chris, do you think they'll abandon Benny Cunningham after the week he had last week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a little bit of a committee only because he is coming off injury, but to be practicing in full on Wednesday is a really good sign. So the other fact is that Washington, they should beat Washington, I would think, pretty easily. So I think, at least I'm hoping, second half is a lot of run plays anyway, so plenty of balls to share the wealth in terms of running. So even if Cunningham and I don't even know if Mason's playing, but even if those guys get carries, I think Gurley will lead the way, and I think he'll be worth that money.
6,300.
Mm-hmm.
So the other, again, because it's Tampa Bay and because of his performance last week, like he's the one who's getting the ball. I also like Ingram this week.
Oh, I thought we were done with your choices.
Well, I didn't want to. I said the same one as Mark, so I want to give our listeners somebody else to contemplate.
All right,
Brendan, you can take Brady too at quarterback if you want.
I think I will get Brady. He's cheaper, better looking. I mean, why wouldn't I?
Since we're on this look subject, Doug, does your spreadsheet rank and sort players by best looking to worst looking too?
Let me see what we have for quarterbacks. I think so. The top one is Nick Foles. It does not.
No, that's if you rate cost per point.
Yeah. Oh.
If we go.
Yeah, like I'm saying, it doesn't because Foles is the top.
Let's see. If you go by most points projected.
But Hoyer is on the bottom, so it kind of makes sense. Hoyer looks like Brendan's brother.
What?
The bald one?
Yeah, the bald one.
Look, both my brothers listen to this, so I'm going to take
that's not fair. That's not Hoyer.
Hoyer's all right. He's a nice guy. So
great kind eyes. Great kind eyes.
He does. So he's a great dad. So for my running back, Brendan kind of talked about it a little bit early in the thing, but on the spreadsheet, it's the second best cost per point. And it's Rashad Jennings for New York Giants. And I know there's all this controversy over whether he was told to score or not. But I think that's going to motivate him.
Don't do it.
To make sure that he does well this week. Because I think a lot of people are like, why didn't you just explain to Manning that if you score, you'll be up by 10 points. So I think both Manning is at fault for telling him that. And Jennings. For not being smart enough to say that doesn't make any sense. So I think
Manning's at fault for throwing the ball.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But to tell him not to score for no reason, that's insane. So I think Jennings is going to want to prove himself this week.
I think Eli had himself in FanDuel and he's like, don't rush this in.
Don't do this to me.
Got to pass it in.
But they're playing.
Romo.
They're playing Atlanta.
Maybe.
Which is not a great defense. Once Philly got rolling, it was only a matter of time before they scored. And I think Jennings will get a bunch. And, you know, this is going to be another one of those shootouts. So, like, Atlanta, Philly was a shootout. I think Atlanta, New York Giants will be very similar. And for $6,400, I think that's a great deal.
I think it's a good deal, too. Would you also say that Rashad Jennings is arguably one of the most boring players in the world?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's that exciting. I don't think he's that boring.
No. Would be the he's that stale guy who's still on the board. You don't want to pick him.
I'd say Frank Gore was boring last week.
I'd say, who would I say is the most boring?
Just
runner
boring,
like,
you know?
Doug Martin. Super boring.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Anderson might turn into that.
What? You think I hope not.
I don't know.
It was a hot name.
And
I think Hillman looked better than
Ryan
Anderson.
Matthews. They're all terrible.
I agree. These are all part of that crew.
How do they look, though? How do they look?
Forsett, man. I think he'll be good. I think he'll be all right. I think our defense is very good.
I do associate him with being a boring running back, though.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's move on to wide receivers. So, unsurprisingly, the top projected point scoring wide receiver is Antonio Brown, followed by Calvin Johnson, and then Demaryius Thomas, which actually we're not going to talk about this week, so we'll skip to the next, is AJ Green. And some honorable, well, we won't do that. And then we'll go to the best point values. Pierre Garçon jumps to the top, followed by Calvin Johnson, and then AJ Green. Mark, you want to kick it off? Who do you like this week at wide receiver?
I promise I won't do this every week. I'm not a Patriots homer.
Oh,
but,
my God.
I am going to go with my boy Julian Edelman at 7,600.
Yeah, I mean, usually, like, every other week they won't play such a soft defense, so, of course, you'll have to veer away, but Buffalo, you got to take them.
So
I don't know. No. Buffalo's defense is much improved, but Edelman is pretty solid. I think they're going to focus in on Gronk, like most teams should.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And quick stat about
Edelman.
It's
going to be a lot of quick passes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of quick passes over the middle. Edelman has double-digit targets in 8 consecutive games. So nine catches for 91 yards last week. I think he's a solid pick and at a pretty good price. So
yeah, let me check for receptions here.
I feel like Brady only wants to throw to Gronk and Edelman.
11 receptions, he loves those guys. Yards. Yeah, that's nuts. Mm-hmm. 11 receptions, that's crazy. So I will tell you though. So they were asking Rex.
I also have Edelman on a team I already picked, Mark.
I do too. They're asking Rex Ryan about what he thought about Deion Lewis, and he's like, he's like, I don't really know anything about that guy. He's like, we're really gonna do our game plan for the quarterback. He's like, I don't know anything about Deion Lewis. So obviously they're gonna be focusing on that passing game after they saw what Gronk did. I don't know how you slow him down too much, but because of Gronk's performance that he had, they have to put two on him or do something additional, which leaves somebody like Julian Edelman maybe more available for additional targets.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed.
I like Steve Smith this week.
Senior?
Junior. The third. I like him against Oakland. So Oakland lost, I think, both of their safeties to injury last week. But I know
Raiders, that sucks.
But I know that Charles Woodson is for sure. He didn't practice today. And Steve Smith is the kind of guy you want to get earlier in the season. He's a tough competitor. He's one of those guys who's just hungry, and he's really their only option right now out there. I think he's their best option. So against the Raiders, this is his chance to really have a great game. For 6,700, I like Steve Smith, the third.
Right. I know this is not allowed, so I'm going to make it quick, but I have two quick people that I really like. Brandon Cooks.
I got another one too.
No, let me just tell mine.
Oh, mine's Brandon Coleman, so we can talk about that.
Brandon Coleman. Oh, boy.
Keenan Allen.
Let's not.
Chris, say a second.
Antonio Brown.
Yes. All right. So Brandon Cooks, everyone's hyped him up so much. Everyone thinks he's going to be great. It sucks it's only like the first week, so everyone like overreacts to the first week. But he's going to be very good, and he's playing that Tampa Bay defense that Mariota shredded. So along with Breeze, who is it? Brendan, you chose Breeze?
Yeah, I like Breeze this week a lot.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I like anyone who's wearing a New Orleans Saints jersey this week a lot.
And has a small scar on their face. And
mole doesn't hurt anybody.
Yes.
So. Brendan, do you like moles?
Love moles. Holy moly.
Guacamole.
Brendan hooked up with my Brendan and my first wife hooked up with the maid of honor, which was the grossest girl you've ever seen in your life. And she had a giant mole on her face. And Brendan was in a weird place at the time.
She was pretty hot though, Doug. She was like molten lava.
She was the American American Idol.
I remember she had the part where she had to sing, like during the ceremony, and like so. You guys, obviously, this happened at like the after the bachelor party night, and so everyone is just like looking at me, like we're all just trying not to laugh the whole time when this is going on.
It was good.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Did she sing old time rock and mole?
I wish you would have known you back then, buddy. It would have been perfect.
Great.
Anyway, Brendan Cooks.
We went golfing, and Brendan did not go golfing because he was still in bed with her.
Got a mole in one.
You're welcome.
Anyway, my choice is Brendan Cooks. And the second one is Jordan Matthews. He was playing awesome. He had that drop at the very end. He was very.
Anquan Molden?
I'm picking him up just for this week.
Moldell Beckham Jr.
All right, I'm just going to stick with Cooks. I'll talk about the other one
later. All right, I do want to point this out, right? So Cooks is going to be the more expensive option. Brendan Coleman had
Molden.
Molman.
Molman had 7 targets, but he also had 4 reception. He had just as many yards, but he had a touchdown. I feel like Cooks didn't carry his weight last week, and Coleman was the standout their camp.
He's going to be on Freak.
Huh?
He's going to be on Freak this week.
Fleek, bro. Fleek. Get with it.
Oh, he's going to be on Fleek hard, Cooks.
Yeah. Actually, I'd like to make a – I'd bet that Coleman has a better game than Cooks.
All right. I'll bet you that for sure. $100.
I'd rather do something more public shaming, but we'll get that next week since that's – got to figure that out. All right. Let's move on to tight ends.
Well, I had to give him a receiver. That's all right.
Did you go? I thought you said somebody.
I thought you said Edelman. You're in on it, too.
No, I like it, but my pick,
said
guys.
Antonio Brown.
Just saying stuff. So here's my real
moving
pick.
Moving on.
No, go.
The listeners are going to want to hear this. This is my stone-cold guaranteed lock of the week.
Let's hear it.
And I feel really good about this. I'm going with Davante Adams for $6,400 playing the Seattle Seahawks at home.
Whoa. Okay?
Randall Cobb is going to be blanketed by Richard Sherman. There's still no Cam Chancellor in this game. Davante Adams, the home opener, I think is going to go crazy in this game.
What about James Jones stealing targets?
Nope, Davante Adams.
Nope, that didn't happen.
In his dentures.
Nope, just going with this for the listeners, trying to help him out.
All right.
I love it. I love your confidence.
I have Davante Adams in
a couple
leagues, so I need
him
to do good.
He's too good.
Look, when Chris, I just want everyone to know, when Chris gives a stone cold lock, y'all better listen.
Yeah.
All right,
Jordan Matthews.
Terrence Williams.
Jardine Alsan.
Oh.
All right.
Nope.
Terrell Pryor.
What was the QB that I used to take all the time in season 1?
What was it? Terrell Pryor, probably.
It was Pryor.
It was Pryor.
Week after week. Somehow you only won 1 week. I don't get it.
You gotta learn. You know, life's about making mistakes, but it's in learning from them, guys. All right. Let's move on to tight ends.
Ooh.
God. Don't make that noise every time I say tight end.
Ooh.
All right. So top projected, Greg Olsen, Gronk, Kelce, who did a great, one of my favorite touchdown dances ever, where he did like a Popeye wind up before he even scored and then punched the shit out of that football. Thought that was awesome. Those are the top projected point scorers for the value. It's Greg Olsen, Jordan Reed, and then Eric Ebron. Interesting. I chose him last week, and he did terrible. But I believe in Greg Olsen as the top target and for Cam Newton.
Molson? Yeah, ruined me in a Greg million Olsen. Leagues. Greg Molson ruined me.
Yeah, that's who I'm going with. He's a number one cost per point, and he's a number one projected point scorer this week. And I'm putting him on my team.
All right. I am going to go with Jason Witten. He played incredible last week. Now that Dez Bryant is out, I don't know who he's going to throw it to besides Witten. And they're playing Philadelphia. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
And not a great week last week.
What?
He had a good week last week.
Yeah, I think he'll keep it going. I mean, now that they don't have Dez Bryant, I think it's he's going to be looking at Witten all the time. So $6,000 is a little high for a tight end, but I think that's a good deal.
All right. So for me, I went with Tyler Eifert this week for $5,900. Usually to our listeners, I think you do whatever you can to get Gronk. I really do. I think you find value elsewhere and you just say, screw it. This guy is so far better than any other tight end. It's it tips the scales and it's a really good advantage to have. If you don't go with Gronk, I really think that there are three tight ends in the league right now separating themselves from the pack, and it's Gronk, Kelce, and Eifert.
And yeah, Eifert had a monster week.
Yeah, and Kelce is obviously the Thursday game. Gronk to the the Buffalo defense point. I think that they will do a good job with him, which is why I like the Edelman pick from Mark. I think Eifert is going against a San Diego team that is not a very strong defense, and they're at home, and he's $5,900. So I like that one.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great pick,
Mark.
I was torn between Eifert and my pick, Jordan Cameron. I ended up going with Cameron, playing against Jacksonville at $5,500. I caught four balls last week for 73 yards. He was targeted seven times, which was second behind Landry. So, you know, it's playing against a weak defense. And Cameron, I believe it was 2 years ago, had this unbelievable year. I think he's due to break out. So Cameron's my guy, but Eifert is also a great pick, and I also agree with what Chris said. If you can't get Gronk or Jimmy Graham, you go with these guys that are separating from the pack, and that's definitely Eifert. He's one of them. So, I'm going with Cameron, and Jordan Cameron's very good looking.
That always is a plus in my book.
I feel like Rex Ryan will have a plan for Gronk this week.
I agree.
I do like the Edelman on that basis.
I have to say, Graham, thanks for mentioning him, Mark. I'm just a little weary on how Seattle's going to use him up there. I'm not sure yet. So I'd like to see that play out a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like this week against Green Bay. So I said Kelce is the third projected, but I know we're not talking about Thursday games. Graham is the
third. Also, Graham is weird looking.
Yeah, it is. it's like a really healthy Sinbad.
It looks like a Twix. Looks like a Twix bar.
Really healthy, a young Sinbad.
Yeah. Healthy.
I hope that Sinbad is a listener, and I hope Jimmy Graham is not.
What do you got, B?
I went with Olsen, I already said.
Oh, thanks a lot for that pick last week.
Oh. Well, he did. I was like.
That was not my worst pick in FanDuel. My worst pick in FanDuel last week was Shane Graham, kicker for New Orleans. He got cut on Wednesday. I was winning $50 in this game. Like, I won $50 in this tournament. And I was thinking, like, I still had couple good people last night. I'm like, And I looked down and Shane Graham had zero. I was like, well, the Saints had points. How does this happen? And then I clicked on him and he said, cut on Tuesday. I was like, shit.
Oh, my God. Larry Donnell and Frank Gore were my worst picks.
Olsen had to be your worst pick.
Well, if I had Larry Donnell.
That was your lock of the week.
That's right. I'm sorry. in our league, I had Owen Daniels in ours, 1.5. I think Olsen had 1.6.
Darren McFadden sucked.
We had some good picks on Facebook. We had Ivory. We had let me pull it up real quick. We had Julio Jones. Two of us chose him. He murdered it. That guy might be the best receiver in the league right now.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think the best receiver is right now in the league?
I don't think there's a question about that, actually.
Really?
Especially with Calvin Johnson would be the only one who would kind of fall on that, and he didn't look great.
No, Antonio Brown is there.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Sure.
Calvin Johnson is still in the league?
Yeah, he's so boring now. What the hell is that?
Yeah, about? He's getting stale.
Yes.
And ugly.
He's not that bad.
Nice. Mega mole.
Nah. All right.
All right. Well, I really hope that the Broncos, their offense comes to life tomorrow night. It was so boring to watch the offense. Luckily, it's so fun to watch our defense dominate like that.
Can I tell one quick story?
Sure.
So last week, we went out to dinner, and Stephanie went to hang out with friends after, and I came home. I was just cleaning up and picking up, and we have one of those doors. We live in these lofts, and we have one of those doors that locks behind you. So I was bringing the trash out, and I brought the trash out, came back, and I actually have a lock on the door, one of those padlocks, just in case I lock myself out. But I had accidentally put it inside the door. And so the next time I went out to bring the trash, I forgot, and I closed the door. So I came back, door was locked. Didn't have my phone. I was in my underwear. And I just, like, looked at the door for a second because, like, usually if you lock yourself out, you're like, shit, man, I got to call a locksmith or I got to go figure this out. But I seriously had no phone. I was in my underwear, and I had no idea what to do. I was just like, I can't believe this is happening.
What'd you do?
Wait, Stephanie was there?
No, no one's around. Stephanie was at the friend's house that I didn't know where she lived. And I'm just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And so, like, it took me like 10 minutes and I was just like trying to shake the door really strong. I tried to think, like, can I climb up to my place? And so I ended up like going to the neighbors and knocking on the door. And we don't have peepholes at our place. And so I, like, knock on the door, and, like, the first two didn't answer. The only two that I was comfortable really talking to didn't answer. So I'm just going to random doors in my underwear. And, like, and I
the,
finally
what are the
answer.
Underwear? What are the underwear?
Just
whitey
some box, no, boxer briefs. Thank God.
Thank God. Oh, no, though.
Thank God.
Yeah, imagine him tidy white as fuck. And so I knock on the third guy's door, and he just, like, opens it, like, we're going to get murdered by this guy. Okay, this guy's on crack or something. So, like, I am so sorry. Can I use your phone? He's like, I locked myself out. And he's like, yeah, I guess, man. Here you go. And so I call.
Oh, that was so nice.
Yeah, so Stephanie.
You would have got stabbed four times in my neighborhood.
It's like a Phoenix number. So Stephanie doesn't answer at all. I'm texting her like crazy. Not answering. So they let me sit on their couch in the living room until they call back. God. I'm just in my underwear. They're watching what's that, like, nerd comedy movie, The Big Bang Theory. So they're just watching that, and I'm on the chair in the living room in my underwear, just like, oh, she's gonna call any second. Don't worry, guys.
How long were you in there?
Like half an hour.
Were you talking to them?
No, they were into that show, and I was just like, this is the craziest thing ever. And so,
yeah, imagine how they tell the story to their friends.
Yeah. So and eventually she did call them and came and got me, but it was fucking crazy that moment where I realized I am totally fucked.
Oh my god. Imagine if that was during the Broncos game.
I don't know what that means.
All right, gentlemen. I think that's it for the for the podcast this week. Good luck in your FanDuel matches, and we will see you in week 3.
All right, man.
When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy, realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.